Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish. Here in Alston, Massachusetts, we are located at 43 Holton Street in Alston. And at this point, I usually not only welcome you to our broadcast, but I invite you to join us for Mass on weekends. But as you know, in precaution against the coronavirus, we do not have Mass on weekends, and we will obviously in the future, but per order of the Cardinal Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, we are preventing Mass, or we're canceling Mass, I guess is the way to put it. I've never had to do this before. You know, I've never said, oh, we're going to cancel Mass today. I've never heard those words come out of my mouth or anyone else's mouth until now. So it's kind of an unusual experience for me. So we don't have Mass this weekend, is the best way to put it. It's a preventative against the coronavirus so that it does not spread. And once we get the order from the Cardinal that we can begin Mass again, obviously we'll be inviting you back to Mass. In the meantime, you are welcome to visit a church and to experience and pray in a church. Remember, in a Catholic church, we have the tabernacle where there's a little red light. It's usually a candle there, which is a reminder that Christ is present in the tabernacle, and we invite you to come to church and to pray to the Lord before the tabernacle. In the meantime, as I had promised at the beginning of this broadcast, we're going to bring other voices in. And today we have Sister Helena Burns, who is going to teach us all about prayer.
Hey folks, this is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain. Welcome. Usually during Lent, we talk about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, but we've decided just to focus on prayer today. Once, a few priests asked Bishop Fulton Sheen why everyone listens to him and not to them so much. And he said, because I listen to him, meaning God. Fulton Sheen's secret was making a holy hour every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Even if he was exhausted and he got in late on a plane somewhere, he would make that holy hour. So prayer is our lifeblood. What kind of prayer? All kinds. What's the best prayer? The Mass. Because the Mass is Jesus praying and offering himself to the Father for us, and we can join ourselves to his sacrifice. As the priest says, through him, with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. But do you know what the easiest prayer is? It's comma Jesus. It means attaching a comma Jesus at the end of a sentence that you say or a thought of yours. So for example, say you're stewing in your mind, I'm so angry at her, comma Jesus. You just put a comma Jesus at the end of it and you've prayed. You have turned it into a prayer. And what does that mean? Well, then you start thinking, well, what should I do about it? I shouldn't be angry. I need to reconcile. I need to forgive. I need to make this situation right. You can turn any thought, any statement into a prayer with comma Jesus. Prayer is typically defined as a raising of the mind and heart to God. But we're also raising our wills to the Lord. So our mind, our will, and our heart. The human person is made up of those three faculties, mind, will, and heart. And we can never stop thinking, feeling, willing, or desiring, and we don't want to. So sometimes people think, I have to completely empty my mind out and not feel anything, not think anything. Well, that's not Christian prayer. There's a difference between Christian forms of prayer and meditation and other forms of prayer and meditation. So as Christians, we're not trying to think of nothing or empty out our minds, wills, and hearts. Rather, we're trying to bring them to the Lord. So all Christian prayer is Christ-centered. It's not self-centered. It's not nothing-centered. And it's not something else-centered. It's Christ-centered. So we can just stop, open our mind, will, and heart, thinking, feeling, willing, and desiring to God at any time, and invite him in. Now, sometimes during the day, we're very busy. We've got to keep our mind on what we're doing. But then we say, oh yeah, Lord, hey, forgot about you for a moment there. Dear Lord, I want you to see and be a part of what's going on inside of me. So I open up my mind, my will, and my heart, my thinking, my feeling, my willing, and desiring to you. So it's kind of an easy thing to do. We just let him in. We allow the Lord into our lives, into what's already going on inside of us. We can do this when we are what I call doing multitasking prayer. We might be driving the car or something. We can also do it when we're doing unitasking prayer. We're just sitting in the pew praying. A great way to offer our whole day to the Lord is the morning offering. So you can Google morning offering and you'll find many short, beautiful prayers where at the beginning of the day, you offer the day to him. And then we can rest in peace that, hey, I've offered my day to the Lord. And I don't have to keep stopping every minute and consecrating every minute to him because I did it once for the entire day. And then I take other opportunities throughout the day to pray. Jesus said, pray always and never lose heart. Luke 18:1. So he knew that we get discouraged. Pray always and never lose heart. Now, if he said pray always, that must mean that there has to be something natural about prayer, something as easy as breathing, right? As easy as putting the comma Jesus at the end of our thoughts. So prayer is not a technique. It's not something, oh, I'm not good at that. I don't know how to do that. I always say if you can text, you can pray. If you can listen to music, you can pray. It's a listening and a communicating and a back and forth, and sometimes just a being still in the presence of the Lord, just being there with the one that we love, being in the presence of. So everyone can pray, and it should be something as natural as breathing to us. A lot of young people tell me that they do pray, but they never hear God. Now, this troubles me because I know if they feel that God isn't listening or he's not answering or not speaking to them, they're probably going to stop praying. Here's the thing. God answers all prayers, but it might not be with words, right? So we have to learn how God speaks to us. It can be a little inspiration. It could be a movement of our heart. It could be someone else who tells us something that day that really seemed to answer the prayer. There's a saying that God never says no to our prayers. He either says yes, wait, or I have something better for you. I have something better for you. But here's a few ways to actually hear God in our lives. When people say God never speaks to me, I say, what about the Bible? What is the Bible? Okay, so yes, the Bible is this big it's actually a library of books. But it was written through the instrumentation of the Holy Spirit, filtered through the human authors, their personalities, their styles of writing, and the genre of writing. But ultimately, the Bible is God speaking to each one of us. It's personal. So yes, it's addressed to humanity in general, but whenever we pick it up, we encounter God. When we pick up the Bible or we hear the readings at Mass, that's our personal encounter with God. Only God is capable of that kind of communication where he can talk just to me. And it's going to be different what he says to me on this day, at this particular moment, with what's going on in my life. So even though we hear some of the readings again and again at Mass year after year, we are at a different place in our lives. And we're going to hear it differently. And God is going to speak to us differently at those different times and seasons of our life. So the Word of God is an encounter. It's an encounter with God. That's been a favorite word of Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, encounter. And a really beautiful way of praying with the scriptures is called lectio, L-E-C-T-I-O, a Latin word. So it's a divine reading of these scriptures. You can do it in a group where you just prayerfully pray the words of a passage of scripture or the readings of the day. You sit in silence and let God speak to you. And then you can kind of share on a word or phrase that has chosen you. And or you can do it by yourself, in a group or by yourself. Now, the Word of God is a little difficult to tackle for some people if they want to just start reading in Genesis. It's repetitive. It's got a lot of historical facts in there that are kind of can drag you down. There's a lot of rules and regulations in Deuteronomy and Leviticus that bog people down. So An easier way to start to read the Bible might be to start with the New Testament for Christians, right? Read the Acts of the Apostles, the exciting adventures of the early church, the very first church history book written, actually. We can pray with the Psalms, which are poem prayers for every mood. Oh my gosh, the Psalms have the entire panoply of human emotions. So there's anger, there's sadness, there's joy, there's questioning, there's doubt, there's fear, there's all kinds of beautiful human emotions that are lifted up to the Lord and seen in the light of the Lord. I heard a priest once say that if you're praying a psalm of the day in the liturgy of the hours or the church readings, and you don't feel sad that day, well, pray it for someone who is sad. Or maybe it's the day that you don't feel joyful and we're saying a joyful psalm. Well, offer it up for those who are joyful or for the time when you will feel joyful again. Also reading the Gospels, the words of Jesus himself, the miracles and deeds of Jesus is a beautiful way to get into the scriptures. Bible studies are also very helpful. Jeff Cavins has the wonderful Great Adventure Bible series, which you can do in a group or individually. And Jeff Cavins said that the entire message of the Bible is the same. I love you, do you trust me? I love you, do you trust me? That's what God is saying to each one of us. And that's why the Divine Mercy devotion is so brilliant. Jesus, I trust in thee. Jesus, I trust in thee. Jesus, I trust in thee. So we'll pick up prayer again next time. Until then, God bless.
Thank you, sister. That was, again, Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul, located in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. That's where their mother house is. And, you know, their store is closed right now because of the coronavirus. But if you're interested in some of the materials that they offer, you can actually shop online at PaulineStore.com. That's PaulineStore.com. And you spell that P-A-U-L-I-N-E. S-T-O-R-E, Pauline Store, all one word, .com. And you can check out what the Daughters of St. Paul has to offer. So always keep that in mind, that we are called to be people of prayer, especially during this time, especially when others do not understand prayer. We do, and we're called to pray. In the meantime, thank you again for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow with Father Adriano Zandona. And with his regular segment. So that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock on WROL.